Hey guys, Eric here. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. Before we tune in to the details today, I have one little favor I'd like to ask you. Are you listening to this on Apple Podcasts or Spotify? If you are, and if you haven't done it already, it would be so helpful to Anita and I if you could leave a 5-star review. It could just be putting 5 stars or even writing down something that you really enjoyed and learned from the episodes that you've heard so far. This kind of help would really improve our ability to give you better content and also to help other people find out about Taiwanica. So if you wouldn't mind taking just a few moments to do that if you haven't already, we would greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much, and we really hope you enjoy today's episode. This is episode 77, talking about 5 easy life hacks that you can do to improve your diet. What's up, everybody? Eric here, one of the hosts on Taiwanica Podcast, bringing you the next Friday Shorts. That's right, we are still keeping the ball rolling, and we're so glad that you are back to listen. This is a very exciting one. I am so pumped to be teaching you this. This is by far one of the easiest ways to boost your life energy at no cost. That's right. All the things that we're going to teach you are free and instantaneously capable of being used. You're going to love it. So the things I'm going to teach you are probably things that you already know about. Now, when you hear the topics, you're going to be like, oh gosh, I'm going to press that pause button and get out of here because that is not what I'm here for. I don't want to hear all these things. But hey, let's be positive here. Let's look on the bright side. This stuff is going to be exciting for you to learn only because it's stuff that you have maybe heard before, but not in this way. There are going to be little nuggets of golden wisdom inside of this. So definitely stay tuned for all the stuff that I'm going to teach you. Now, it is a solo episode, but I do have a special guest, which is my cat, Umami, who is in the video. So if you want to check him out, you can go to Taiwanica Podcast on YouTube to see my crazy cat friend that's on the side of this video. That's a little spoiler. Other than that, we're going to go ahead and dive on in today because we have some very important things to talk about. So the first thing I'm going to talk about today is going to be about your food, okay? Not only am I going to talk about your food, the food that you eat, but also how you eat it, okay? So let's dive into that first. Number one, your food eating order. What? Food eating order? You mean I have to think about what goes in my mouth first? That's right. There's something powerful about eating certain foods before others. And I'm going to tell you why. So let's say, for example, you like to eat rice, okay? A lot of people in Taiwan who are listening, they love bentos, or in Chinese, you would say biandang. And these little bento boxes are usually full of 3 things, rice, vegetables, and a meat. Okay, now, many people, when they see this, one of the things they're going to be thinking about eating first is the rice, because rice is amazing, you know, hashtag rice is awesome. Yeah, so I'm all about it. But the thing is that if you eat rice, or other words, carbs, and other carbs are like noodles and bread, you know, stuff like this first, you're actually causing some trouble to your body. What? Yeah, it's the truth. When you eat these things first, these things have sugar in them. So you're actually letting your empty stomach, that's really hungry, to have access to sugar first. Now, don't get me wrong, it tastes great, but when we eat this first, we tend to eat this the most and fastest because we're hungry. And so when we do that, we're actually creating a problem in our system. And that is simply, we're going to spike our blood sugar. And when we have a high blood sugar at first for a couple of minutes, we're feeling great, but we're going to be experiencing what Anita likes to call the blood sugar roller coaster. Okay, which means you're going up and that's fun, but you're also gonna go down. All right, that is just the whole concept of everything with doing this kind of eating method. But if you do it with veggies or the meat or the protein first and fill your stomach up with those contents, those parts of the meal first, you're actually creating a balance inside of your stomach before you eat the carbs. And what does that mean? When you eat those things like the vegetables and the meat, you really like the flavor of those, so you usually eat those slower. And then when after you eat those, your stomach has something in it. It's easier to feel fuller. And when you do that, guess what? By the time you get to the carbs, like the rice, you're not going to eat it as fast. And so what happens? It becomes more enjoyable. And because you already have something in your stomach, you're actually not going to create that blood sugar roller coaster anymore, because those other parts of your food don't create that kind of experience. Yeah, they are actually healthy. They're full of nutrients. They're full of protein. They're full of water. All the good things for your body that you like to have first before you actually give yourself the pleasure of enjoying the carbs. Okay, so food order is definitely a priority. Okay, now we're going to go into number two. Number two is one of my favorites, okay? And that is to eat local, okay? A lot of people, when they go and buy food, they'll usually buy food from large supermarkets. And there's nothing wrong with that. The thing about buying food from large supermarkets is you don't really know where your food is coming from. So for example, one of my favorite places to go in the USA to buy food is a place called H Mart, okay? H Mart is a wonderful Asian food supermarket, and they have a lot of great Asian goods that I can get from places like Japan or Taiwan or places like this. But they also have food, like vegetables, from different countries like Mexico or from South America or even from places like Europe. And, you know, this is great to have this convenience and accessibility. But there's a problem with this is that when I buy these kind of international foods, these large produced foods, there are a little bit of a negative side to it, economically, environmentally, and for my health. Economically, I'm not really supporting the people around me when I buy from these large supermarkets. Sure, I'm supporting that large store, but H Mart and like other large supermarkets, they are chains. So they're not originally from where I'm buying it. Okay, so, and then when we talk about environment, H Mart will be buying these from lots of other places that produce this food on a large scale. And so when they do that, it's not supporting any of the local farmers necessarily. And then when it comes to our health, the most important thing in our podcast today, a lot of things that we eat are usually going to be easier to consume and absorb if they are from the same environment as we are. Think about it, okay? You drink water, you breathe air, and you eat food, okay? The plants that you eat or the animals that you eat, if you're a meat eater, they usually also drink water, breathe air, and eat certain types of nutrients, okay? When they do that, they are creating their own environment. And so if you live near the same environment that they live, then technically you are sharing the same water, sharing the same air, and therefore when you are eating the meat or the plants that are from the same environment as you, you're actually consuming basically the same nutrients as you are already consuming on a regular basis. What does that mean? It digests easier in your body. Your body's already familiar with that water content or the air content that is inside of the plants or meat. So it makes it very easy for your body to absorb any of the nutrients. Now, let's say, for example, you want to eat a fruit from a foreign country. It's a wonderful experience, and you should definitely do that if that's what you want to do. But let's say if you always do that, like you only eat kiwis from New Zealand. Now, if you're listening to this and you're from New Zealand, this doesn't apply to you. But everyone else who isn't in New Zealand, if you're eating kiwis from there, you're actually absorbing the water and the air from New Zealand and not from where you're from, okay? It makes it harder on your body to digest it, okay? Just because your body's not in New Zealand, right? You're not there. So when you do that, it's actually saying your body's like, well, this is actually really strange for my body. And so that makes you think, oh, so when I go traveling and I eat the local food, sometimes it's really hard on my body to digest it. Some people say it's the germs. Some people say it's the spice. And guess what? You're right the whole entire time because your body is just not familiar with all the stuff that's local there. Right. All right. So now we're going to talk about number three. Okay. Number three is also a very interesting one that I wanted to bring up. Okay. And that is eating organically. Okay. So we just talked about eating local. So many people think, isn't eating locally and organically the same thing? And you would think so, right? But in reality, it's not. They're actually pretty different. And so eating organically is talking about what is being used to make the food, right? So if you think about organic food and things that are not organic, a lot of people are like, well, why am I spending like an extra couple dollars to eat this organic thing when I can just buy the other thing for less? And so the reality is that the thing that you buy that's not organic is still food, right? You can eat it and you'll get some nutrients from it. That's definitely the truth. But the thing about eating organic is when you are eating that, there is a contribution that is different with what is happening with the growing process of the food, okay? The contribution with the growing process of the food is when that is made, there is less preservatives in it, okay? So things like, you know, the chemicals that they put on the food when it's growing from the ground. So like if we're growing plants, sometimes they spray chemicals to make sure that no bugs get on the plant, right? So that it grows in a healthy, beautiful way that's easy to sell at larger markets, okay? And so these chemicals aren't necessarily harmful for the body, but they have a function. The function is to prevent insects to damage it. But at the same time, when they are creating this protection around the food, they're also killing or destroying, is a better word, something inside of the plant. And that is this, the antioxidant benefit. Antioxidant benefits are basically the thing that help protect our immune system when we are eating food. So a very famous food for antioxidants is blueberries. They are rich in antioxidants. And so when we want to eat organically, that antioxidant part of the plant is saved because it's not being sprayed with chemicals. And that's why a lot of organic food dies or, you know, gets bad sooner than food that's not organic. It's because it hasn't been sprayed with these additives or these additional nutrients that keep the food alive longer, but not necessarily as healthy as it's naturally supposed to be. So that's why I always recommend if you want to eat organically, know the benefits of it. You'll, of course, have a little bit of a higher price for it, but the benefits is that you will get sick less. You will feel healthier inside, and you'll actually gain more energy from the food that you're eating because they are higher in nutrients than the ones that are not organic, right? So that's the third one. Now, we're going to go ahead and dive into number four, okay? Number four is not food related, okay? It's going to be about water, okay? Now, I know you're drinking water. Unless you really love Coca-Cola. Shout out to our friend Cokie, who only drinks Coca-Cola. He doesn't drink water, which I don't know why. Drink some more water, okay, Cokie? But besides that, the thing about water that's really important to remind yourself is that when we drink water, there is a purpose for it. It's to keep us hydrated, right? We want to stay hydrated. But a lot of times people, when they are starting to feel dehydrated or they need water, the body can make you feel a little confused with being hungry, okay? So a lot of people, when they actually want to drink water, they actually believe that they want to eat a snack instead. And so this is the secret, is that if you first, when you're starting to feel a little bit hungry in the day, drink a cup of water before you eat something, you'll actually notice that a lot of times you're not feeling hungry anymore, because it was actually your body requesting you to give it some sort of hydration, okay? So one of the easy things to do is to, whenever you feel hungry, is give yourself a little bit of a water break and see how you feel a few minutes afterwards. Usually 5 minutes is a recommended time to wait, and then see how you feel with the whole entire process. If you're feeling better, great, then you can just go on to doing whatever you want. But if you're still feeling something afterwards, then you know that wasn't related to water, it's more related to your hunger, okay? But having this kind of water in your body first before you eat anything, even if it's the snack or breakfast, lunch or dinner, will help you prevent yourself from eating too quickly anyways, okay? So if you drink water, it gives something in your stomach to help you feel a little bit more full. And then when you start eating, there won't be this urge to want to eat quickly. Because a lot of people's problems, which is going to be number 5 today, is they will eat too fast. And I'll explain more about that after water. Now, when you drink water, keep in mind that we don't want to drink it too fast, because that will also cause problems to the stomach. It's beneficial to drink water slowly and enjoy the process, because drinking water is actually a very sensual thing. It's actually a very enjoyable thing. If you notice the water going into your body after you drink it, it's a beautiful sensation. So take the time, you know, just like eating food. Drinking water can be a very enjoyable experience. All right, we're just jumping right on through this. So we're going to go ahead and jump into our final one today, which is number 5. Okay, number 5 is a simple method. Maybe you're already doing it. If not, pay close attention. Chewing with your mouth closed. Okay, chewing with your mouth closed. This is something that I learned personally, and I am a full supporter of, because it was a life-changing experience for me. I want to explain why. Before I was chewing with my mouth closed, my most common way of eating was to chew with my mouth open. And I did it because it was more of a rebellious thing. My mother would always say, chew with your mouth closed. And I thought, ha, my mom's telling me to do something. I'm going to break the rules and be a bad kid. And then I was going to eat with my mouth open. Oh man, I should have listened to my mom, because when I started chewing with my mouth closed, everything changed. Before, when I didn't, I had stomach pains all the time after I ate meals. I thought I was allergic to food. Like, I was allergic to everything, like rice and noodles and bread and all of the delicious food, like meat and some vegetables. Because every time I ate food, my stomach would be in severe pain. And I didn't know why. I was also really gassy. Like, I would burp a lot or I would fart a lot. And that wasn't very, you know, enjoyable either. And I thought it was just maybe I had too much gas in my stomach. And it turned out I was right. There was a lot of gas in my stomach, but I wasn't realizing why it was happening. I blamed the food, but in reality, it was because I was chewing with my mouth open. Every time I swallowed my food, I was also swallowing air, because when I was chewing with my mouth open, air was following my food down to the bottom of my stomach. And so all that gas started to build up and I became bloated. So being bloated is a very uncomfortable feeling. I know lots of people out there can relate to that. So the big thing that we can easily do is just every time we take a bite, don't open your mouth when you're chewing. And if you want to improve the quality of the nutrients that you're having, well, actually closing your mouth and eating improves that, because half of the digestion, like 30-40% of the digestion that you do in your body, is actually starting with the mouth. There's a lot of benefits inside of your mouth with chewing food. So I chew my food, every mouthful that I take, about 20 times, 20 to 24 times, to make sure everything is broken down. When I do that, and after I eat, not only do I feel better, but I'm definitely noticing I'm gaining a lot of benefits from the food that I'm eating. So I actually don't need to eat as much to get an equal benefit as someone who eats with their mouth open and eats a lot, okay? It's a very, very cool benefit of just simply, you know, listening to your body, chew with your mouth closed. Ideally, don't talk when you're eating, because that's opening your mouth, right? So every mouthful, be respectful to your body and finish it. And then afterwards, you can talk, right? But don't do both at the same time, because it's just not going to give you any benefit like what we're talking about now, okay? So yeah, these five things are simple, but very powerful. And we want to empower you today with these little choices that you can make. Even if you only apply one of these, and only one of these, to your daily life, you will automatically see results. And so we hope that you enjoyed today's episode. If you think it was very beneficial to you, let us know in our Instagram or in Apple Podcast. We would love to see some new reviews there. If you are one of our newest reviews, we will shout you out in the next episode. So definitely send us some love. We would really appreciate it. And finally, if you want to show some more love by helping us with our bubble milk tea sensations, you can find us at buymeacoffee.com/Taiwanica. All right. Well, hope you enjoyed today's episode, and we'll see you next time. This is Eric signing out.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Taiwanica. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. That helps others find the show, and we greatly appreciate it. Thanks again for listening, and we'll catch you in the next episode.